Welcome to the Copy Dates podcast. I'm your host, Megan Taylor, copywriter, bookworm, and founder of the Copy Template Shop. I believe that anyone can write strong copy, and I'm here to teach you how to write words that sell your online offers while prioritizing real connection, serving your audience, and simply being who you are. I know you have a message that deserves to be heard and unique skills that need to be shared. And in each episode, I'll give you an actionable tip so that you can write better copy, reach more people, and sell your offers in an easy and authentic way. So grab a hot drink and get ready to cozy up with your weekly dose of magnetic messaging and captivating copy. Welcome back to the final week of Copy School, which is an 8-week series that I've been doing on the Copy Dates podcast, where my goal is to kind of set you up with all of the skills and tools and tips that you need to be able to write strong copy on your own as an online business owner. We have talked a lot over the last 8 weeks about some really tangible examples and skills and things that you can bring into your copywriting to make it stronger. We've talked about pain points and problems and what the difference between those two things are. We've talked about how to really identify the transformation that you deliver and how it's sometimes not the transformation that you think you deliver. Just last week, we talked about social proof and how to leverage it and how to use it really strategically in your sales copy. And we've even talked about the concept of empty copy and how you can avoid being vague in your copy and really express what it is that you mean and communicate what it is that you want to communicate. So we've covered a lot of really crucial and essential skills, but just like anything in business, so much of it comes from skills, but so much of it also comes back to mindset, right? Mindset is absolutely crucial and super duper important to the copywriting process. You could have amazing copywriting skills. You could be joining programs and buying templates and setting yourself up with, you know, all of the tools that you need to write really strong copy. But if your mindset just isn't there, it's still going to be a bit of a struggle for you, right? That's why we've also talked about things like writer's block, because things creep in. And, you know, I've experienced this myself, just students going through some of my programs, they've said, you know, I feel like I have everything I need. But when I sit down to write, it's still such a struggle for me. And so we talk through mindset things. And that's what I want to do with you today, too. For the last week of this series, now that you've learned all of these important skills, let's talk about getting your mindset in the right frame to write better copy. And the way I want to approach this is there are these three really common beliefs that I see come up time and time and time and time again that hold people back from writing strong copy. And if you resonate with any of these three beliefs, like full disclosure, I want you to know that you're not alone. I really mean it when I say that I see these pop up all the time. It's not just something that I pulled from thin air. And I even experience them myself sometimes, even to this day, even though I'm super aware of them. And I know of different strategies and thoughts to overcome them, but they still pop in from time to time. So that's what I want for you, is to just to know you're not alone. Let's talk through some of them, right? And it's not something, when it comes to mindset, so much of it is not necessarily tangible. We just need to talk through it. So let's do that today. The first belief that I see come up a lot is this idea that you need to be a strong writer in order to write good copy. I hear from a lot of people, and I think this particularly comes up when people are coming to me to outsource their copy. They say, oh, I'm not a good writer. I just can't write. It's just not a skill that I have. I never had it. I was never good at writing. And so I just don't think that I can write my own copy. And I want to emphasize the fact that they are two very different skill sets, right? If you didn't necessarily do well in English class in high school, or maybe you don't read a lot of books, and you, because of that, you just don't consider yourself to be a particularly strong writer, I want you to know that you can still write strong copy, because they're not one and the same. They are two different skill sets. Does one like lend to the other? Absolutely. Like, I have kind of always been a strong writer in the traditional sense. I used to write a lot of short stories and poems and everything when I was in school. I loved it. I loved creative writing. And there's definitely some overlap between, you know, creative writing and writing copy, but they're not the same. And if you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, then you kind of know that in your heart already, right? Because what we talk about primarily on the podcast has nothing to do with creativity. One of my mantras that I go back to over and over again all the time is clear over clever, right? And trying to be clever and trying to be creative in our copy is nice, but it's not the priority. So while there is some overlap between being a strong writer and being a good copywriter. For example, ideally you should, you know, brush up on maybe your storytelling skills. You really need to be able to weave a narrative in your copy. That's something that comes up a lot in my coaching and in my copy SOSs. You know, we need to be able to tell a story from point A to point B and everything in between. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be good at writing essays or at writing short stories to be able to write strong copy. Being able to write strong copy is far more about understanding your reader and bringing that connection piece and those messaging elements to it, and then learning effective sales strategies, and then kind of melding the two through the power of words. So if you don't consider yourself to be a strong writer, you can still write really good copy. I have met like a lot of really strong academic writers who can write incredible essays, and they've had works published in academic journals, but they struggle to write copy. I even worked with a client who had a master's degree in English literature, but she always outsources her copy because she doesn't feel like she can do it herself. And then on the flip side of that, I also worked with, and I continue to work with, a client who is not a native English speaker. She struggles with remembering some English words, and she trips over grammar a lot, but she's an excellent copywriter. And so for anybody who's listening who may have English as their second language, I also want you to know that even if you continue to struggle with English, it doesn't have to get in your way of writing your own copy. Okay, there are other solutions too. You can hire a proofreader at a much lower investment than hiring a copywriter. You can use tools like Grammarly that are going to fix things like spelling and grammar for you. So don't let that get you down. It is not something that needs to stand in your way of being a strong copywriter or writing strong copy on your own. While it is, of course, important to be clear and accurate in our copy, there are other things that you can and should be focusing on that are going to help make you a better copywriter. Hey, listener, I am quickly interrupting this episode to let you know that Black Friday is just around the corner, and we're getting ready for our biggest sale ever at the Copy Template Shop. From Friday, November 26th until Monday, November 29th, everything in the shop is going to be 30% off. Yes, everything, including already discounted bundles. So if you've had your eye on something, now is the time to curate your wish list and mark your calendar. Oh, and if you missed your chance to join Website in a Week before the price went up in September, there will be a deal for you too. This is the sale of the year for copy templates, and you don't want to miss it. To sign up for updates, head to copytemplateshop.com/Black Friday. The second belief that I see come up a lot that holds people back is they believe that they need to hire a professional copywriter in order for their copy to be good. It's no secret that I don't believe this to be true. Not only can you write your own copy, but there are actually instances where it is far better for you to write your own copy. Particularly if you are a new business owner, it's so important to write your own website copy, especially. That's the whole premise of my Website in a Week program. But you also just in general need to learn these skills for yourself. You need to learn about things like pain points and problems and transformation and social proof and learn how to weave all of that into your copywriting process. So not just understand the ideas, but learn how to apply them and practice applying them. I also want to mention that when you know this and when you know these things, when it gets to the point in your business where you are ready to hire a copywriter, you are going to get so much more out of that investment, whether you are outsourcing fully or working with them in like a copy coaching kind of situation, like with my copy SOSs. You are going to be able to have conversations at that like higher level and have conversations around things like messaging and connection, and just really get the most out of that, because you are going to be able to see what your copywriter is doing and why they're doing it. And if you are questioning them on it, if you're like, well, why are we talking about it in this way? Like, I'm not sure that this pain point is quite correct, or maybe we can phrase the transformation in this different way instead. You can kind of collaborate with your copywriter on this, right? So the benefit is twofold. You are going to learn to develop those skills for yourself, but then when you eventually outsource, that is so much better for you. And look, you don't need to become a copywriter to be good at writing copy for your own business. That's often our perfectionist side creeping in there, right? It's a good thing because it shows me that you understand how important copy is and you want to place that importance on it. And so you want it to be perfect and you want it to be as strong as it possibly can be. But you can absolutely learn to do that yourself, okay? There is absolutely a time and a place to work with a copywriter. I hope that you will hire a copywriter one day, because I promise it's an experience that's going to have tremendous value for you. Not only in terms of ROI, ideally, though a copywriter should never be promising ROI, but also just messaging clarity and ongoing business things. But you can also get that by learning to write compelling copy for yourself. It only comes with practice. It's going to be a struggle in the beginning, but it's going to get easier and easier with time. Look, I wasn't born knowing how to write a sales page that would generate $100,000 in sales. I just wasn't. And when I started my business almost six years ago, I didn't know how to do it then either. Heck, maybe even like 3 years ago, I didn't know how to do that. I had to learn and I had to keep practicing and keep evolving my skills. And you can do that too, even while you're balancing everything else in your business. And even though you don't necessarily want to become a copywriter, just because we're good at things doesn't mean we need to monetize them or offer them as services. But learning to be a good copywriter is something that's going to be so beneficial for you over the lifetime of your business, even if you never write a word of copy for somebody else, right? Not only is it going to save you money, especially if you're on a bit of a budget right now and outsourcing isn't on your radar, but when you learn to write your own copy, it also allows you to get to know your audience on a much better and deeper level. Your messaging overall gets so much stronger. You can show up to podcast interviews and guest trainings and webinars and places where you are speaking rather than writing. And you know exactly what to say because you're used to writing. Your content gets better across, you know, social media, your blogs, even the emails that you send to clients. And the best thing is that because of all of this, you are going to naturally start attracting more of the right people into your community. You're going to have greater clarity on who you're speaking to and how they need to be spoken to, how you're going to attract them. And it's going to completely transform your business because you can show up on all these different platforms, whether you're writing, whether you're speaking, whether you're recording videos, and you're going to know what you need to say to speak to the hearts of the right people and to attract them to your business. So I want you to know that you don't need to do anything in your business, including hiring a copywriter. You can absolutely learn to do it on your own, and it's going to take time, but it's time that is so well invested, okay? Your time is also an investment, not just your money, and learning to write copy on your own is a great way to invest your time because you are building that skill set for yourself. And it's a skill set that's going to come back to you over and over and over and over again over the many years of your business. And speaking of the value of time and time being an investment, belief number three that I see come up a lot is this idea that it takes a long time to write good copy, that you need to dedicate, you know, an entire week to writing your sales page, for example. And the copywriting process doesn't actually have to take a lot of time. It's not necessarily true. Things like market research, things like getting to know your audience, things like coming up with a messaging strategy, and even working on your mindset around copy can take quite a bit of time and work. But once you've set yourself up with those fundamentals, and once you've set yourself up with the right tools to support you, copywriting can flow and it can go easily and it doesn't have to take a crap ton of time. But what I mean by setting yourself up with the right tools, you are doing that already by listening to this podcast, right? You are then able to bring that to your copywriting practice and bring these things and these tools and everything that you're learning to that act. But other things that you can and should do include building out a copy swipe file as a reference for yourself and also using copy templates, okay? We're going to talk about this more next week. I'll explain what a copy swipe file is and address some really common hesitations around using copy templates. But I can't emphasize enough how much time you save when you're not writing from scratch. Just recently, a really lovely buyer named Kelly left me a review on the mini offer sales page template. And she said that she wrote it. This is not my words, this is hers, a bomb sales page in just an hour. A sales page in an hour, okay? I have also heard from people who wrote their about page, the dreaded about page. It's often the hardest page of our website to write, wrote it in an hour. I also heard from somebody who vastly improved the conversion rate on her freebies landing page using one of our templates in just one afternoon. And this is all to say that, you know, if it feels like it's taking you a long time to write copy, consider investing in tools and support to change that because your time is incredibly valuable, right? If you could free up an entire afternoon to work with clients instead of writing your sales page, that certainly has a certain value on it, right? So build copy swipe files, listen to podcasts like this one, invest in copy templates and copywriting programs. Do what you need to do within your means to reclaim that valuable time for yourself. Copywriting shouldn't be a process that you're just needlessly drawing out. It shouldn't be taking you days and days and days. It's going to get easier with time, I promise you. If you told me just a couple of years ago that I could write an entire website worth of copy in a single VIP day, I would have never believed you. But now I can, not just because I've evolved my skills and continue learning, but also because I continue to equip myself with tools that help me do that. I use my own templates. You know, I use tested and tried and proven formulas. And you can too, even if you're just starting out. And of course, if you have been waiting for the right time, please don't forget that our Black Friday sale is starting in the Copy Template Shop this Friday. So if you've had your eye on some templates, or maybe you want to go ahead and buy everything in the shop so that you can set yourself up for success for all of those big projects that you want to tackle next year, then everything is going to be on sale at 30% off this weekend only. It is the biggest sale that we have ever had in the shop, and I'm just really excited to make these templates a bit more accessible to buyers who might be on a bit more of a budget or who just love to get a great deal. So I hope that today's episode was helpful for you. I hope this 8-week series was helpful for you. I want you to know that I am always here to help you build your copywriting skills and strengthen your copywriting mindset with the Copy Dates podcast. I will see you here again next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Copy Dates podcast. I hope that this episode has helped you feel more confident in your ability to write copy and that you're feeling excited about sharing your message and offers with the world. If you love what you learned, be sure to hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode. And leave us a review so we can reach more online entrepreneurs who want to develop authentic connection with their audience through powerful copy. As always, don't forget to show me where you're tuning in from. Snap a pic, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag me at megantaylor.co. I'd love to connect with you beyond your headphones. See you back here next week. And remember, I'm rooting for you always.